It's Saturday afternoon in London, and I'm at a pub, and it's called the Anglesey Arms. It's right around the corner from my house, and so I thought I'd pop in today and do what I like to do on a Saturday, which is shoot over to a pub, have a pint poured for me, and then read my book. It's chaos in here right now for reading books, but I like to do it because I'm not sitting at home, and I'm not just stuffed in my house sitting on the couch. I'm out and about having a beer and being social, but not really being social. So it's cool. I'm enjoying it. And what I'm really enjoying is watching people crowd around the TV right now. So on the TV is crew or rowing. I don't know whether they call it a match or a game or whatever. But right now everybody is loving this. And they are intent on watching it, completely and utterly engaged. Just like in the U.S., if you were watching the first kickoff of the first NFL game of the season, or opening day between Red Sox and Yankees, I mean, people are really invested in this. And it's cool, and that's the great similarity, but also the great difference between living in different countries. It doesn't really matter what sport you're watching. It doesn't matter what team you're backing, you know? What really matters is how it impacts the culture and how people are enjoying it together in the same setting. So, you know, not everyone's eating buffalo wings, I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, it's not that kind of scene. But they're doing the same exact thing, just with a few different variables changed. And I really like that. That's cool. And the other thing I like about this place is that you know, I'm drinking some kind of piss-warm London ales, which is the standard, which is fine. And I'm drinking it out of something they call a tankard, which is a dimpled mug. All right, you know what I'm talking about? These little short, stout mugs that have these big dimples in them. I love drinking my fucking London ales out of these mugs. It's one of my favorite things. And I absolutely am picturing right now, like, the faces could walk into this pub. You know, ramshackle, rambling, bouncing up off each other, wearing scarves and rooster haircuts, and saddle up and throw back some Guinness, and then peel off into the corner over here where this little stage is, and then rip off a couple fucking rousting, barroom, brawling kind of rock and roll tunes. And I would just kill for that to happen. It's not going to, but it'd be pretty cool if it did. And it just has that nice feel to it. The bar looks 1,000 years old, you know. And, you know, the people behind the bar, they look 2,000 years old, like they've been pouring beers here forever. And they probably have, because the place has a lot of wear and tear on it, like everything in London does. And I love that feel about it. So it's a really good afternoon here in Chelsea. And I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 different pints now, and I'm about to head out. But, you know, it's these kind of moments where you have to appreciate that somewhere in the world, they say, somewhere in the world it's 5 o'clock, and somewhere in the world somebody's pouring a beer. It's just, no matter where you live, it's all the same, it's just different. Now here's the other cool thing. On my way over to this pub today, I was walking through my neighborhood, and on my way to the bar, on the pub, there was an art gallery. And I walked by, and I had to do a double take. And in the window was, I think there were eight Ralph Steadman prints. You know, Ralph Steadman. If you don't know who Ralph Steadman is, he's Hunter S. Thompson's right-hand man and a lot of his crazy adventures. But also, he's the guy that does all the Gonzo art. And I was just like, holy shit, there it is, just staring at me. And they were just hanging in the window. And it was great. And I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to buy one of these. And it is my birthday, April 12th, so I said, you know, I'm going to buy myself a gift. But I stood in front of the window for a while deciding which ones to buy, and some of them were very expensive, you know, £600, £700, £800, which is well over $1,000 U.S. right now. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy something. And what I did see, which I wanted, was an original first-run print of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Now, I said, okay, that can't be that much. I went in, that was £750. That's close to $1,200 U.S. I was like, well, no fucking way. Although, I was very tempted. And if I had about 5 or 6 more beers in me, I would have done it. But I ended up buying a print, and it was one of the smaller ones. Think of, like, you know, a normal-sized piece of paper. But it still cost me a pretty penny.